Today's daf is Maseches Bava Metzia daf Nun Ches. The new Mishnah Amud Beis opens with the words Kashem She'ona B'Mekach U'Memkar Kach Ona B'Dvarim. Just as there is mistreatment in the realm of buying and selling, there's also mistreatment in the realm of words, verbal mistreatment. Onas Dvarim. Some of the examples of Onas Dvarim: Im Haya Bal Tshuva Lo Yomar Lo Zechor Masech HaRishonim. Person who is gone through a process of teshuvah, of their old ways, has become more connected to Hashem. So you're not supposed to say to them, oh, remember, you used to do this and used to do that, you used to not be observant in this way or that way. That's a example of Onaz Dvarim. Who ben Gerim, person who comes from a family of converts. Lo yomar lo zechor maaseh avotecha, remind him where he comes from, remind him where whose parents were. It's a terrible way to make a person feel so bad about their past. This isn't just proper etiquette advice, as our Gemara immediately explains. It's a Torah prohibition to harass and insult another person, as we learn from Vayikra Perchav Hei Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'lo sonu ish es amiso, person should not mistreat their fellow. Rashi's words are very important here. After explaining how we shouldn't belittle or give bad advice, he says, V'im tomar mi yodei miskavanti. How does the person know? How does anybody know what my intentions are? L'kach ne'mar v'yareisim elohachan. The pasuk says, you should fear God. Ayodei machshavos hu yodei. Hashem knows everything. He should know all my thoughts. Kol davar maser lelev, anything that's internal. Shein makir ela misha machshav belibo ne'mar bovi yareisim melokacha. Anytime the Torah says something that's inside, internal in my head, he uses the words, should fear God. And therefore, verbal mistreatment is worse than monetary mistreatment, because Rashi explains as the words to fear Hashem are only written by Onas Dvarim. Other Tanaim add that Onas Dvarim as with one's body versus one's possessions of Onas Mammon. And finally, Onas Mammon, when it comes to monetary mistreatment, can be taken back, because you can pay the money back, but one's words can never be taken back. The Aruch HaShulchan, Chosh Mishpah, Reish Kav Ches, writes very powerfully that Hashem answers the cries of those being verbally oppressed. And on tomorrow's daf, we learn, Kol HaSheharim Ninalu, all the gates have been locked, Chutz Misha'arei Ona, except for the gates of mistreatment, when a person has been mistreated. What actually constitutes words that are prohibited? So the Sefer Chinuch HaMitzvah number 338 says, Dvarim she'yach'ivuhu ve'yatz'iruhu ve'ein bo'koach le'azer mehem. Words that hurt, words that cause pain, and the person has no way to help himself, no way to defend himself. This is the case even from a hint of a person's words, even if it's just hinted to, it can still be considered onas dvarim. The Rambam's words in Sefer Mitzvah's Reish Nanav are words that are hurtful and induce anger. V'lo yuchal amod b'mnei shemit bayesh, but the person can't even stand there because he's so embarrassed, so ashamed of what he's been called, what he's been thrown at him. The Sefer Yireim, or the Rezer Mimetz, expands this as well. He says, Ayin ra shemara lo panim ra'im. Even if you don't even say any words, just a face that you disdain, that you show a person in a certain way, that can also be a form of onas dvarim. Are there any exceptions to the rules? So the Sefer Chinuch writes that when it comes to children, we should certainly be cautious of our words, not to chas v'shalom, God forbid, cause pain to our children. However, there is space for giving mussar, for giving rebuke and education, to use harsher tone, but it's definitely not recommended practice. And one who is careful about this, yimatze chaim bracha v'chavad, will find life of blessing and respect. Additionally, the Chinuch says, Me'ikar Adin, a person does not have to remain silent in the face of wickedness. Someone is slurring you and throwing insults your way. Yevshar liot adam ke'evan chein lehofchim. A person doesn't have to be like a stone. It doesn't have a way to turn over. Best thing to do is to avoid the scenario and walk away and not get into a mudslinging context. And finally, there's a person who is a Rasha, who we want to inspire and motivate to do teshuva. So our Gemara brings a drasha, tomorrow's daf. Lo sonu ish es amiso. Shouldn't mistreat your fellow. So this includes people who are with you, imcha, b'torah u'mitzos. Persons with you regarding Torah and mitzos. And the Rama brings that there's no prohibition of onas dvarim except for people who are fear Hashem, fear God. And he uses the words, mishem anes atzmo mutar lahoneu. A person who mistreats himself, you're allowed to do this to them. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains that maybe we will do teshuva we will help the person do teshuva by being harsh with that kind of person. However, nevertheless, at the end of the whole discussion, as we're seeing the intensity of the use of one's words, we've discussed this at length in the past Masechtot, our words can destroy, our words can cut people down. We have to be so delicate with the language we use in our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro.